My friends, it may sound counterintuitive, but repentance is how we grow. The more we practice repentance, the stronger we become. It may be helpful to compare the practice of repentance to how a lobster grows and becomes strong. Maybe you knew this. Lobsters are crustaceans. They have a hard exoskeleton shell. And throughout their life, they need to grow and become stronger. And at various times throughout the lobster's life, it needs to take off the shell that it has. And that process is called molting. When molting happens, that old shell is taken off and a new shell comes onto the lobster. But when that happens, you see, there's about a 20 to 30 minute time period in which the lobster is exposed. It's vulnerable to predators that might come and eat it. It's a scary process. That next fish that's swimming might be its next predator. But the molting process is essential because the lobster becomes strengthened and fortified in its new shell. And ultimately, the lobster becomes the animal that God created it to be. My friends, I think that's helpful for us to see how repentance works in our Christian walk. Repentance is not something that's kind of a sidebar activity to how we are a Christian and how we operate. Repentance is the central part of how we operate as a Christian. The very first word of John the Baptist's ministry was repent. The very first word of Jesus Christ's public ministry, repent. When Martin Luther was putting together the 95 Theses, which one would be take prominence in the first thesis nailed to the castle door on the castle church? It actually deals with repentance. The first thesis of the 95 says this: when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said repent, he meant that the entire life of the believer would be lived in repentance. That's the first thesis. Now, could it be that the very thing that's so hard for us to do, that opens us up to being vulnerable, could be the very thing that strengthens us and fortifies us in this life? You know, when we confess our sin and admit fault, that we're off track, that's vulnerability that puts us out there. But in God's forgiveness, we receive a shell of His love and forgiveness that strengthens us for life. And as we practice that cycle throughout our lives, we become the very people that God meant us to be, fortified for living in these days. There's also this: the more we practice repentance, admitting fault, counting on God's forgiveness, the more we're prepped for that final test. In fact, the final test will come smooth and easy. One final story. The story is told of a man that was hunting ducks in southwest Georgia. Now, in this part of the southwest part of Georgia, the land is flat. There aren't a lot of hills. There aren't a lot of sections of the land in which that you can find shelter. And this hunter, out hunting ducks, looked on the horizon and saw a horrific thing that was happening. A brush fire broke out, and it was heading his way. There was really only one thing that the duck hunter could do. He couldn't run to find safety, and he couldn't outrun the fire for sure. So he pulled out a match, and he lit a fire around him. About 12 feet in diameter, all around him, a circle. And then when the land around him was burned, he went to the very center of the circle and he ducked down and waited for the fire to come his way. And sure enough, the fire came. But when it came to him, it didn't touch him, didn't consume him. See, the area around him had already been burned. When we hear that one is coming with a winnowing fork that will bring an unquenchable fire, remember this today: the fire cannot touch you. Repentance burns the circle around us We've already confessed. We've been forgiven. We will not be judged twice for something that we've already confessed. You will come clean through the fire. My friends, what kind of test taker are you? How do you operate with tests? I will remind you of something I think I've shared here at Peace before, and that is this. When we arrived here to Oregon 9+ years ago, we had to take the driver's test. Maybe you recall the story. One of us, Alicia, no, this is just being truthful about Alicia and I, one of us studied for the test and really took in every detail of what the booklet said and every little detail, like how far behind your pickup truck can you have something that hangs out the back? Who knows those sorts of things? Only Officer Kepi would know that answer. And the one that studied came out really happy and satisfied with how things went. And the test wasn't a big deal at all, just walked out free and easy. Now, the other one didn't study for the test and came out grumpy and complaining. And it was a terrible experience. You know who it was, I'm willing to bet. Yes, those test strategies that my parents told me to take, I still haven't followed them. Alicia came out sweet and easy, passed. I actually did not pass. I passed my second time. John the Baptist this morning, my friends, is telling us that a test is coming. A winnowing fork in his hand, Jesus has it. Unquenchable fire. Be ready, be prepared, and we can be. Practice repentance. Live in his forgiveness, be fortified by God's love through the act of repenting and forgiving, knowing how much God loves you. Amen.